Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
Apparently, a lot of people are unhappy with me.
What? What are you talking about? Why?
I don't know. The strangest thing happened when I was at work the other night when my phone just started exploding. Not literally, but...
What was this, Friday or Saturday night?
It was Saturday night, okay. I believe. Yeah. Wasn't it Saturday night?
I think it was Saturday
night. Yeah. So my phone just started exploding. I had no idea. Text messages, Facebook messages, Twitter mentions, all of these use different notifications. So I was like, what in the hell is going on in there?
Yeah, I was in the same boat, even though I kind of knew what was going on. My YouTube channel was blowing up. That was it. I know you've got more connections to all this fun and excitement. But yeah, I was like, what the hell is... I was getting beeps every minute. You know, someone has commented on this YouTube video. It's like, well, who's this? Oh, it's Aria. Sheriff. Sheriff Aria.
Not sheriff yet.
Well, but the video was from your original sheriff run.
Ward 2.
City Council?
City Council.
Oh, correct. She didn't do one for sheriff. Okay. That's right.
No, but the city council one was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
So I'm glad that one's still out there because I was very much against the Bearcat and the police state. Even them running for city council, not even running for sheriff.
Well, but, as you should be.
Yeah, still.
Because the city council's the ones that voted the Bearcat in.
Yeah, good point.
Actually didn't have anything to do with the sheriff in that particular case. That was Keene Police that got that.
So it turned out to be that Fox News became aware of the story that the union leader had published.
So anyone who's in favor of the war on drugs is obviously not in favor of individual liberty. I mean, you can't
Of course,
be.
I mean, that's a tautology.
Yeah. So this dude's got some serious status tendencies, and he's going to let his freak flag fly here all over you. So GraniteGrok.com, Skip writing today, okay, I'll be truthful here. I really just wanted to bypass this whole matter altogether, and that was in bold. However, we're here to serve our readers, and lots of you have been leaving comments or sending in emails asking us our thoughts on about the transgender satanic anarchist Republican nominee for Cheshire County Sheriff.
That never gets freaking old, man.
Well, by the way, it's actually, I was looking on YouTube the other night trying to see, you know, because there's been some like big YouTube channels that have popped up with feature length kind of pieces, like 10, 15, 20 minute long pieces with them commenting on you.
Rush Limbaugh talked about me. That's what I've been told.
I don't know. Interesting.
I don't listen to him.
I know that Fox News covered you during the Rush Limbaugh show, and Chris Cantwell is actually how I found that out. He called up to congratulate you.
That may be it. Then I misread what I was told.
He called to congratulate you because he heard you on the radio more than once about this from inside his jail cell, by the way.
And he should be free, by the way.
Now, that's an interesting perspective, and I'm sure that a lot of your new fans would be shocked to hear.
Oh, yeah, they will.
Most of the responses I've gotten have been positive.
Sure.
I've gotten almost no negative responses.
A death threat.
Not yet.
Oh, James hasn't called yet.
So. I mean, I say I got almost... my car did get vandalized, so...
True.
That counts, I think, for some sort of negative feedback. But the people who are hostile... They're keeping that crap at foxnews.com in the 14,000 or however many comments it is right now. Like I don't hate myself enough to go to that comment section to see what they're saying because I know it's not going to be positive.
Depends, but yeah.
But here we have someone who went out of their way to actually comment on it and write a full article.
By popular demand. He says in the beginning he's trying to avoid it, but people kept on asking him about you.
Well, look, what kind of a journalist would ignore a story like this
state
they live in? Well, he's a blogger.
That's not the same thing.
Why isn't it?
Well, okay, I'm not a journalist at Free Keene because I do news and opinion. So whenever you put your opinion in with the news, you're not doing journalism the way they teach journalists, at least. Now, Vincent got a degree in journalism, right? So the idea behind a journalist is you come in to a situation, you keep your personal view aside, and you get the one side and you get the other side. You present both sides. You try to do a fair job of presenting whatever sides there are. You let the reader decide. That's
so what you're saying is basically over 90% of the people who give us our news or daily news are in fact
not journalists.
Not journalists. Yeah,
they're propagandists.
Absolutely. Okay. That's what
Every
I do.
Every damn one of them. Yeah.
He says going on, this is a free country. We were founded on the idea of freedom of speech. If her campaign slogan is F the police, let him say it. And yes, he did use both genders in the same sentence.
Let's hear that one more time.
If her campaign slogan is F the police, let him say it.
So it almost seems like he naturally just wants to call me her, but he's going out of his way to call me him.
I don't know what it is. It seems purposeful, but
they're probably just slip-ups.
Maybe it's not. Just don't do so in front of small, innocent children. Employ some modicum of manners here, although from the multiple accounts I've seen, that may well be a stretch.
Hold on. That's not fair. I could have written out the word.
Yeah, that's right. You
I
didn't.
Do indeed have a different sign that is not one of my campaign signs with the word written out on it.
Yeah, see, I wasn't too happy necessarily. I mean, I didn't do anything to take it down, but nobody put up this F 'em both sign in the yard. I'm like, yeah, I probably wouldn't have put that up. And sure enough, like, it happened to get knocked down somehow a couple of times over the last week. And then, you know, of course, he put it back up. And
I gave it to the Boston Globe reporter today.
Okay.
I can replace nobody's if he wants it. But he wanted it. I was like, yeah, sure.
He did. And now, and then what happened was one of the, I presume, neighbors, somebody, I didn't recognize the vehicle, but, you know, some mom-looking lady pulled up. And I heard part of the conversation. He came over, said, hey, do you live here? And she, you could hear her saying something about her daughter has the, you know, has like a bus stop nearby here, and she would really like that sign to not be there.
I was curious, maybe they did it intentionally. They switched pronouns intentionally. So I used find to find out how many times they used he versus how many times they used she, and there's no contest. She is only in there twice.
Okay, so it must have been an accident.
It wasn't like they were trying to evenly split it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just
he's just
an
torn in his head. Yeah. You know, he's not sure. And a lot of people are feeling that way right now. I mean,
and I'm sure there. And I said, I don't hate him for this. I don't have any issues. He can call me what he wants.
Yeah, you've never really had any concern with what people call you, anyway.
No, if I did, I wouldn't call myself
the shemale.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're reading this blog from GraniteGrok.com, which is a very popular blog. A right wing blog. They say they're in favor of liberty. We're finding out here that's not going to be the case. You know, certainly they're going to be with us on some things. I think they are firmly against the crazy mask mandate, so we can definitely see eye to eye on some of these issues. But he goes on. He says he is a full blown libertarian. Speaking of you, Arya. That has chosen to go full anarchist. Certainly not the holding of the liberty-minded libertarians that I've met and known. There's a huge difference in outlook, philosophy, and actions. And then he goes off on this guy, and he brings him up again later. I don't know who he is. I'm guessing he's like a local somebody who opposes this particular website. He says, Bruce Curry keeps prattling about how Granite Grok believes in no government at all. He's wrong, of course. As conservatarians.
Conservatarians.
Have you heard that one before?
I thought this was
a slur against people like him. You know, that's one of the things that I'm finding most difficult about this is like getting messages from people like saying, thank you. You've given me hope to continue living and stuff like that.
I saw, yeah.
It's like, dude,
I'm just doing my thing.
Can you just send me some hate mail, please? That's so much easier to deal with than someone trying to put all of the burden of their life on me.
Or somebody else saying that they couldn't do it themselves.
Yeah.
That they're glad that you were doing it and they appreciate you, but that they couldn't see themselves doing that. And certainly
that one doesn't bother me too much.
No, but it's still kind of sad, right? Because like you know, we do want to see, at least I think, more people stepping up and standing up for what they believe in. And that's part of why you don't care. I don't care. I know what the consequences are. The consequence, worst consequences, they firebomb the studio and kill us all.
Right.
You know, drive a tank right through with some gas and, you know, kill everybody. And that's a possibility. Is it realistic today? Probably not. But it is a possibility.
But death isn't the worst thing they could do to us.
Certainly not.
No, the first thing they do is they cancel your Discord server.
Well, yeah. I mean, we knew that was coming.
To silence you.
I'm not going to say that had to do with Arya per se, but it was coincidental.
Yeah, it was at least, I think it had way more to do with Wes.
Our former moderator who lost it 2 weeks ago and banned everyone from the server that was within his power to ban. So the supermajority of the users on the server. And then a week later, the server disappears.
Even if you're the only guy standing in a crowd full of Nazis who are kneeling, that's okay.
I don't know. I'm kind of okay with it. I mean,
okay with what?
People seeking validation from their peers. Otherwise,
it's natural.
Otherwise, we'd just be laying around out in the
fields.
Because we would starve.
Well, that too. But I mean, everything we do is really to fit in to you know get that validation.
Right. I couldn't possibly less fit in, Conan.
Well, hold on.
I think even us individualists on a certain level, or even the asocials like myself, that I do, you know, want to fit in. I don't want to be so, I don't want to be so alien that I'm an outcast. I don't want to be a hermit up on the top of the hill.
Right. So there's a balancing act here, sort of like we were talking about before, where you don't care, but you do care. This is the same thing, right? Where humans have to be social animals. We can't do it all ourselves. It's good that we've gone into this, you know, place where we can specialize in a thing, right? Like, you're good at a certain thing, Conan's good at a different set of things. Those are all good, but it means that we need to team up in order to, like, keep life going and have things and have a nice life and all that. But on the other hand, there's a real value in having the individual stand up for themselves, even against all odds, like you were talking about, where, you know, everybody else is standing for some Nazi leader and you're the one sitting down.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy, so I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
It was uncontested, but I still did not expect to win. I expected, you know, people to either not vote for me because they didn't know who I was. So I figured I'd get maybe like 30 votes. Remember when we were talking about this? We were like, well, he's got to get at least 35 as a write-in candidate to beat me. And
that's
he
right.
has to get more than me. I realistically thought it was possible that I was going to only get like 25 votes just from the people who actually knew me.
No, there was no way you would have gotten that few. But I mean, I knew there was going to be a lot of people just blind voting for you because that's just the way people are.
Yeah.
I just thought that because it was a primary, it was more likely that educated voters would be there and that you would have a challenge from this guy. And in one town, you did.
Yeah.
In one town, he came close, but just one. And I don't know, what are there, 20 towns in Cheshire County or something like that?
Yeah, it was no contest anywhere else.
Yeah.
But I did not expect to win. I did not expect there to be that many people who just, because like everyone I voted for, I either knew or I just didn't vote for anyone in that particular race. Like, I voted for you and a couple of other people who I personally know their positions.
You voted for nobody,
yeah,
for governor.
And if I didn't know their positions, I wasn't going to vote for them. You don't know who you're supporting when you do that. To me, that's just common sense.
But they've got an R or a D next to their name, Arya.
Well,
that's how you do it.
Everyone on this sheet of paper had an R next to their name.
Politically, we don't agree with DiMezzo at all. I, being the son of an... Remember, earlier he said he's in favor of liberty and freedom. Individual liberty and freedom.
Did he say at all? They don't agree with me on anything?
That's what he said here.
Well, I didn't realize that they were socialists.
I, being the son of an Irish drunk, abuser of the liquid drug of alcohol, and he puts that in parentheses, and the dad of an addict, and then in parentheses, who has now been clean for over a years.
By the way,
hallelujah.
That's exactly why he's... In favor of the war on drugs.
Then the next sentence
is,
I reject the notion of decriminalizing drugs because of the actions against innocence by those high on drugs or looking to score more drugs.
Yep. Everyone should own a gun. That's Sheriff DiMezzo's response to that.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
if you want to get robbed by a crackhead, defend yourself.
Absolutely. And that's why you don't see a whole lot of robberies here in New Hampshire. Why, you know, if you start breaking into a bunch of houses out in the middle of the woods in New Hampshire, your career is going to be real short-lived.
Going to be fed to the pigs.
Unless you can find all the lefties' houses, in which case then you might be safer. But even they have guns.
I would
in
be
New
surprised
Hampshire,
if they did it.
In a lot of cases, which is one of the reasons why guns are so protected in New Hampshire, because like the lefties here, a lot of them that actually grew up here, they grew up around guns. Not only is he upset about you being in favor of alcohol, ending prohibition there and ending drug prohibition, but also you want to end prohibition on sex work.
Yes.
People who are voluntarily choosing to sell sex, some sort of service.
Because unlike he, I actually oppose sex trafficking.
Well, he believes he's opposed to sex trafficking.
But he's contributing to a system that literally creates it. He's supporting a system that literally creates sex trafficking.
Yeah, absolutely. Why?
Because if you have these things out in the open, like you see in Nevada and like you see in countries throughout the world, mm-hmm. where sex work is legal, where prostitution is legal, then there are STD screens, there are client screenings, there are drug screenings. The girls or the sex workers can pick and choose their customers if they can consent to doing it. Where versus if you remove all of that off the table and you don't have these systems of checks and balances to make sure, oh, I'm giving that place bad ratings because that girl confided in me, she didn't want to actually be there. All you have instead are these pimps who don't care. They'll turn to people and be like, yeah, I'll give you some drugs, but you're going to go out there and earn me some money. That's what you end up with if these things are illegal, just like you had with drug prohibition. You have crocodile now in Russia, which is eats the skin off of people's flesh, off their bones.
Well, he's got another issue he wants to take a bone to pick with you, Aria. He says an open borders policy will ruin this country by those that want the benefits of a free society but not assimilating to the ideas that undergird this country. A nation that doesn't guard and enforce its borders will not be a nation in short order.
Well, I think he's right. Like the Iroquois nation could probably agree with that statement.
Yes.
He probably has a point.
But he actually pinpointed the exact problem with the system that he is supporting, benefits, and we can even call them free benefits for the people who are taking advantage of them, and that's always going to be the when it comes to the closed border types who do support that, it's all of the free crap that we get from being a socialism.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't. This guy, I think he'll say that he's not a socialist.
He's probably anti-socialism.
But he doesn't agree with me on anything.
But in that one statement right there, he's saying I want you to keep my socialism safe by not letting miscreants coming into this country and taking advantage of my socialism.
Well, and of course, the reason he's bringing
people to want to come here. To me, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And if they want to come here, they should be free to come here. I don't know what part of that logic he got lost in.
Two of the recurring comments that I saw in just my brief kind of looking through the interwebs.
Sure.
I think it was maybe on the Union Leader, which is
newspaper.
Correct. Here in New Hampshire. One of them was, of course, the Smollett comparison.
Obviously. Oh,
she's did it herself and da 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 da. And the other one was, of course, she's running for sheriff. And now who's she going to call? Because you're all after the police and whatnot. So, and you've already said that you're not even going to report this.
No.
And you didn't.
No.
All right. So let us go through how Sheriff Aria would handle this.
Well,
I mean, how do you, this is property damage.
I mean, this is something that the police should do if there's going to be a police force.
Correct.
But won't you be forbidding the sheriffs from doing any kind of investigative work against the police?
No, if there's a victim,
they can. I thought they had to play Minecraft unless they wanted to actually investigate Keene police or other corrupt cops around the area.
Well, I mean, that's a good soundbite, I guess.
Well, that's what you've been saying.
But I've also always said that if the police are going to exist, then they should investigate crimes where there are actually victims.
So if somebody calls in a crime with a victim, you wouldn't be opposed to sending an agent out to investigate.
Correct.
It.
When you were talking about the sex trafficking and sex work aspect of it, obviously, you brought up the whole thing about Nevada having legal sex work and all that. One thing that's always kind of irked me is the terms that are used to describe these types of things. And the word sex trafficking in and of itself does not necessarily describe a lack of consent. And I think it's very kind of it's like a propaganda term to kind of say, imply that there is no consensual alternative to anything revolving around sex and money. And I thought that was kind of important to bring up. So I started looking up at the details about what trafficking means. And in the definitions here, it says the commercial exchange of goods, trade. And I thought, okay, so what if you consensually traffic yourself? Isn't that the same thing as sex work? So I looked into it a little bit deeper, and I started saying, okay, well, where did it come from? It came from the word human trafficking. And then I found something very interesting. There is an alternative to human trafficking, which is called people smuggling. People smuggling is the consensual trafficking of people In other words, like, let's say if you're trying to get smuggled out of the country because of, you know, maybe someone's after you because you're a slave or something. So would that make consensual sex trafficking sex smuggling?
There's no doubt that when prostitution is made legal, that the amount of abuse in that industry goes down dramatically. The safety of the ladies involved goes up dramatically because they can afford, they can, you know, have bouncers at the club and they can have security as necessary.
And if they choose to, they could go to the police.
And not be fearful
of the being thrown in jail for reporting somebody.
Well, I mean, that again, you should always be fearful that the police are going to throw you in jail until we have the police like Aria, where they won't enforce victimless crimes because they're always looking for something. So anytime you go to the police, you are putting yourself at some level of risk if they decide that they're going to arrest you for something, even though you came to them. That can happen. But the point I was going to make is even with full legalization of sex work, I still think you would still see a very small portion of sex trafficking going on
because there
will still be somebody like a Joe Biden or a Donald Trump out there that wants to have like a sex slave, like a full-on sex slave. Somebody who has been completely abducted is there against their will. Like, it's not an act, right? Like, is it in a legal situation, you could hire a person to pretend like they're your sex slave, and that would probably satisfy most people.
But sick people want power.
Yeah. Somebody like that, they're still going to be contracting with, you know, Jeffrey Epstein or whoever to have an actual slave brought to them. But that'll probably be a very small number.
I wonder who the new Epstein is.
He says, while he considers himself a, quote, transgender woman, unquote, I don't.
I don't care what he considers
me as. He's a guy just like me, physically, since conception. None of this assigned at birth dodge that the gender dysphoria crowd keep crowing about. As if somebody with a clipboard is scanning up and down a list saying, yep, we need another girl. This one will be a boy. Misgendering? Don't care. And
Nor do I. Yeah. For the record, dude. maybe before you'd written this article, you should have spent a little bit of time researching me instead of reading Fox News.
If he wanted to, he could have, like, talked to you, too.
Yeah, I'm not hard to get in touch with.
He pays attention to Free Keen because sometimes they syndicate stories over from Free Keen and on their little blog list of like interesting things to read. So it's not like he and I have never exchanged emails before. Like, he certainly could have reached out and said, hey, I'd like to interview Ari, but he didn't want to talk to you.
So
he wanted to talk about you.
What he essentially did is he saw a trans person and he stereotyped them.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's pretty common.
He's pro-individualism. He's pro-liberty, right?
What he says. So he says, I bet Demezzo, if he really embraces the philosophy he espouses below, won't care either. And he was right about that, about you not caring about being misgendered. Sovereignty works both ways, dude, but this is a free country. Knock yourself out believing you're a woman. If family and friends go along with it, so much the better for you. For the rest of us, you don't have the right, and he capitalizes that, the word right. To tell us what to believe.
I don't like referring to people as NPCs, but everyone is just running around repetitively, going through the motions, not really living their lives. It's time to jar people out of that, to wake them up to what's going on around them. To say, hey, these political parties you're supporting, yeah, they're the same thing. And they're all just trying to kill everyone who isn't us, and they're just trying to oppress you because they're power-hungry psychopaths.
This whole Keen Kitties attitude, the suggestion here is that if you don't agree with the government, if you don't respect the system, which has always been the real division to me, like, there's always been these activists that have disagreed with some of the things that have gone on here in Keene, like civil disobedience and non-cooperation. They don't like the sort of direct action activism. They only want to do inside the system stuff where you beg the state.
They just want to vote.
But that's exactly what I'm doing. So what is his problem?
Well, that's another great point is for years they told us this at like they said, well, get involved. Don't complain. Get involved in the system. But then when we showed up at the school board meetings,
they're like, you're not a Democrat. You're not a Republican. You can't run under our parties.
Right. And but then they would say things like, these people want to destroy this system. And then they would so they hated the fact whenever we'd get involved in the system, they hated us for that. They just hate us no matter what it is that we do because we don't respect it.
All right. You need to hire an assistant. With a tablet.
I've got a whole lot of budget here, Conan.
I've got some volunteers at the moment. I mean, Ian's been working hard as hell, dude.
Yeah, Conan.
And he's been doing an amazing job. I was on my way to freaking get Jamaican today at the Jamaican place here in Keene. And Ian goes, we're going to have to eat at the studio. I was like, why? He goes, because you have a 5:30 interview.
So what are you talking
about? So you do have an assistant. That's excellent.
I set up the... He's not an assistant. He's the campaign manager.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I set up this interview.
Was that belittling?
No, it's fine.
I set up the interview and totally forgot about it. Yeah. But this was before I was using any sort of calendar.
That's why you need an assistant with a little tablet with your schedule. You can tell you, all right, what am I doing now, Bob?
Campaign manager, not assistant.
I hope somebody is like going to replace me on this job because I don't know what I'm doing. I am not a good campaign manager. I'm an extra pair of eyes and ears. I can help out with some
stuff. You're a good support figure. Yeah. I think that's definite.
You are doing significantly better with it than I was. Like I said, I would have missed an interview today. I did fail to get back to Fox News in time for an interview, so I missed that one. I mean, there'll be plenty more to come. Do I really want to get interviewed by Fox News anyway?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And you
want
to do...
I love how both of you answer the question about what I want.
Yes. If you want attention for your campaign, that is absolutely what you want to do. Take every hostile interview you can get. There are huge differences between us and the political group to which DiMezzo belongs. Let's see if Bruce can figure it out. But the real moral of this post is the lesson to the GOP should be that you never leave a slot open just for just anyone to call themselves a Republican. Well, sorry, I got news for you, Skip. The GOP is basically dead in Cheshire County. Now, you know,
there were lots of slots open that people could have filled for.
Dude, we couldn't fill them all. I mean, we don't have enough people. Like, we wanted to.
Yeah.
I had to run in the at-large race here in Keene because Bob, who's Chris, our Friday night co-host's partner, he wanted to run, and we all live in a bunch of us live in the same ward. You and I live in different wards, Aria, but you were originally going to run for the ward too. There's five wards here in Keene, so I had no other option. I had to run in that race. Turns out there were three Free Staters running in that race, and so I got knocked out of it. Which is fine. I'd rather be spending my time helping your campaign than this one. But we didn't have anybody for like three of the five wards. We just didn't have enough people. We need hundreds more people to move just to Keene. We need thousands more liberty-minded people to move to New Hampshire. But like a couple hundred more would be really helpful.
Very nice.
Here in Keene. Yeah. That's enough to win a primary election if you have a couple hundred votes.
We could probably win a school board deliberative session with another 50 people.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.